The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 3-3 in conference play and 5-4 overall. Indiana hosts Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. We're fortunate to win. Had a lot of sloppy football, but did play very hard. Defense, a lot of good stops, did make enough plays, played strong down the stretch. And again, good win on the road. Penn State coming in, playing very, very confidently, really coming on offensively. Have always been good defensively, stout up front, backers, safeties, and they're kicking it good. They're playing as hot a football as anybody in college football, so on a great run. Be a great challenge. Looking forward to a good week and looking forward to a good opportunity. It's going to be a great challenge playing these guys on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from David Jones, PennLive.com.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
I was talking to a kid I know who's graduated who went to South Florida and was talking about how Tom Allen's demeanor can be infectious. And I read about when you first met him down there. I don't believe you knew him very well. Is that right? And what did you pick up on his personality and his demeanor? Did that have any effect on you?
Yeah, for sure it did. Again, did not personally know him. Knew of him indirectly. And one of our coaches on our staff is from the Clearwater area and said during the season, he said, I don't know who this defensive coordinator is, but he's doing a great job at South Florida. He's got everybody excited. They're playing good. And I go, well, I think that's the guy who used to coach high school ball in Indiana. And Ben Davis went on down with Hugh Freeze to Arkansas State, Ole Miss, a few other stops. So it was kind of intriguing. I just reached out to him at our coaching convention to see if he had interest. He said he did. We spoke briefly, met him a couple of days later. When we really sat down, his genuineness, his honesty, he's a person of strong, strong faith. He has genuine, genuine passion. I think he cares about kids. And we talked probably 2 hours before we talked one thing about schemes and football. We were just talking about leadership style, setting standards, getting people to buy in and play hard. He's done a great job. He's a great leader for our defense.
If I could ask one more, this guy said he not only loves his players, but he makes it known and also lets his players know that he loves them, but also what he expects of them.
Very much. I mean, in the man world, in the football world, and he's a strong faith guy, and you start talking love and faith, you think of gentle, soft. You know, he is as demanding and relentless in effort and in attitude. He's as great an attitude coach as I've seen, and he does it in a positive manner. But when it's not right, it's not a negative, but it's corrected immediately. That's not the standard. That's not the way we do it. We've got to get that fixed. And he's consistent with the coaches, consistent with the players. So, again, he's got a unique skill set. He's a tremendous coach, and he's doing a great job for us.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Chris Wilson, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Talk about it. What is this? If you beat Penn State this week, will that be a good one of those big wins that you could actually say this has been a successful season?
Well, I mean, that's just one game. There's so much more to go. Win and lose situation. There's, one following, a rival following, and if we're fortunate enough and can get there, maybe a potential bowl. So there's so much still to play for. It's 9 down. We played some good football. We've let some games get away. We're confident in our football team. I wouldn't say we're pleased with where we are because we always want more and expect more. And we're not putting a lot of pressure. We have to win. To me, you have to win every game, and you go through the process of winning the game. So this is not a game we're targeting. It's awfully big. These guys are playing great football. It's just the next one, and we're going to have a great week. We plan to, and then we plan to go out and play as hard as we can and see how that matches up against the football team that's playing very, very strong right now.
And what are the three keys you guys have to do to pull out a win? Because I know Penn State's running defense, the running game is very good right now. So is that one of the keys to stop the run?
Yeah, I mean, always, you know, both sides' ability to, you know, to run it or stop it, whether it be for you or your opponent, you know, taking care of the ball. Last week, I think we were third in the nation in fewest fumbles, and then last week we had four fumbles out last week, lost two of them, and we went from third best in the nation to not as good all of a sudden in 1 week, and you had, 8 weeks of football where we showed a good trend, and all of a sudden we got sloppy. So ball security, our kicking was not very good. But when you're playing a very, very strong team, we're fortunate we're playing at home. When you're playing a team that's playing well in all phases, we're going to have to play well in all phases, and we might need more than three keys to win this game because these guys are playing great football.
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.